right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
I was trying to be sexual.
Oh.
Did you not get that?
I didn't. I thought, why is he doing that weird thing?
That is a good Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
America runs on Dunkin', and so does Chris.
People apparently would literally think that Dunkin' Donuts is paying me a yearly salary.
They would think
to
that.
Talk about them as often as I do.
Mm.
The thing is, it's just delicious.
America runs. That was the campus coffee we had at Syracuse, and I used to drink it. I used to take a little sippy sip.
Welcome to Upstate.
It's an upstate thing.
It's,
you know what
Dunkin'
I mean?
Dunkin' territory, honey. That my friend recently was like, can I ask? We were like in the pool in Palm Springs at nighttime.
What a life.
I know. Literally, I like.
Fully nude.
Here's the thing. I like look around and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here. But also I'm like.
Yeah.
But I can't live here. Yeah. But he was like, can I ask you something? And I was like, oh God. Because I was like, is this going to be some weird life question?
Is he going to profess his love?
No, I thought it was going to be something. Yeah. Like some kind of like, do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Yeah.
And he was like, what is it about Dunkin' Donuts that you find appealing?
Wow.
And I was like, you know, honestly, it's a good question. There's no part of me that's out here that legitimately thinks Dunkin' Donuts has the best coffee. But it's just what you grow up with. So you like it the
best. A lifestyle. I think also when you go to Starbucks, it's like a little uptight. It's a little bit like everyone's trying to be something they're not. We're saying the word tall instead of small. And you go into Dunkin' and people are like, how many pumps?
How many pumps,
how many
you bitch?
How many pumps, you stupid ass bitch? Put the sugar in yourself, you fucking loser.
We don't have sugar.
Like,
we have
you guys
syrup.
For reminding me of family. Yeah, exactly. So there's something really like, I don't know, the everyman about Dunkin', you know?
Speaking of the everyman, there is a very tall drink of water coming out. It's like he's, okay, here's the deal, guys. I'm watching a guy. He's loading up his car. He's very hot. He opened up the trunk of his car and Chinese food containers did pour out.
Obsessed. Okay, he's going through a low point. This is your time.
This is my time to jump in.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even know.
Okay, he took off his mask and I'm over it.
Oh, damn. That's the worst.
That was
a
not what I was.
A mask reveal can really hurt. Yeah. Well,
that was not what I was really hoping for.
I hear you. I feel you on that. I'll say that. I'll say that right about now. Right rickety now.
Jesse, how the hell are you?
I'm good.
What's new?
I'm good. I'll tell you that I did go on that virtual date last night. This is important for everybody to know.
Wait, so
to know
if you want to know part one of this, you're going to have to get on the Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. You are going to have to get the Screw Marshall level because we do discuss it in the high episode.
Sorry.
Which is where we get high and...
We spill a lot of
tea. Listen, okay. It's like the Boston Tea Party. Some people have referred to it as.
Exactly. And it's all Dunkin'. So that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's all day old Dunkin' cold brew.
Sorry. That's what we like. And honestly, it tastes
good. And
it's
spilled all over the scallywags and the deck.
Scallywags and depths. Like, it's so much happening. So... Anyhow, I told Chris about a dilemma. Chris was like, you should just go on this virtual date with this guy after this. What's the holdup? You're high. He's high. What's the issue? Let me say something. I get on there.
I'm nervous.
And this man.
Okay, wait. Before you tell us how this goes, I do need everyone to know how much I was insisting Jesse talk to him. So if this doesn't go well, this is a little on me.
It's on you. It is on you. Yeah. He pushing me like, you got this could be your husband. I was like, oh, my God, which I guess is my trigger word. I'm always like, he could be my husband.
Whole issue was Jesse didn't want to talk to him because he signed his text message
like a serial killer / 6-year-old man. Yeah. He signed his text message. Just take a moment. Sit with that.
Like he hyphened and then he
said something. Then he was like, Richard, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh no. oh no. And then Chris was like, but we love old timey men. Like, we love men that are maybe ghosts trapped in the past. Like, that's what we want. And I was like, you have a point. You have a point.
I do have a point.
You had a point. And then I was like, well, I shouldn't do it now because I'm high. And then he was like, I'm actually high. And then we were like, maybe this is a good moment to do it. So Chris convinced me. I was like, I have to do it. I was like, I can't do it for long. Whatever. I get on. We go to do it. He is so high. It's like, it's like, I thought I was high. You know, when you sober up because the other person is so high, you're just like, okay.
There needs to be an adult in this situation.
Yeah. One of us has to move things along, if you will. Or I was just like, okay.
Wait, so what? Look, I want to play by play from the beginning to the end here.
Okay. Okay. So I sign on. It's like, hey, hey. And then. Then he immediately was like, I'm going to smoke. So then he goes to get stuff to smoke on it, which I think that was his kiss of death, if I'm being honest. Because then he's talking about like the screen behind him. He lives near Union Square. This is like a rent stabilized apartment passed down from his father. I'm like, okay, wow. Honestly, pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. He has two cats, one of which I see. I'm like, okay, cool. And then, you know, we get to the point where he's like, wow, I'm so high. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, you're still smoking, sir.
Well, yeah. I mean, it makes sense because we're on a chimney ride. Like, this is Mary Poppins and you are.
Chim, chim, churro.
You've got instruments. Yeah. All over your body. And you're just like clink, clank, bing, bang. Hello. Here I come. So it's a lot. And then I was like, I had to go anyway. So I was like, oh, I have to go. But like, this was, you know, I was like, we can figure it out or something. And then he was like, I really want to meet in person. I know that this is a bad impression. And I was like, we'll talk. I was like, yeah, we can chat. We'll figure it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And then he would like start talking about just something else.
Oh, no.
And then I would be like, okay, well, I do have to go. And then it would like, we'd be stuck in this loop till the point where eventually, like, I felt bad, but I was also like, I have to go. You're high as a kite.
Okay, here's the thing I will say about
what?
When people take my advice, I think it's important to remember I've been single for 31 years.
That isn't right.
So maybe I was wrong.
Well, and we all were wrong. But in a way, you were right because I found out answers I needed.
That he's a drug addict?
That he's like, that like, okay, maybe he's not my husband, but maybe I wouldn't have known that.
So I don't know, Jesse. Maybe he is not the one.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say too. And you know what? We've all done that. I have definitely been high when I shouldn't have been. And then I've been like, uh-oh.
I shouldn't have been high.
Am I high? Yeah, like I shouldn't be high right now. And then I am high and that's okay.
Listen, we all get high, but the thing about it is you have to be careful about towing that line, especially with a new person.
That's what I said. That's what I said. So, you know.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. You know, it's like you can only do so much at this point for who we are and what's happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
You know.
My bad.
No.
Oops.
It was quick. It was quick and it was painless. So it was
at least it was. Yeah. How quick was it?
Like 15 minutes.
And he couldn't wait 15 minutes to smoke?
He couldn't. He simply couldn't.
That's the problem.
I know. It was like you could tell that we're in a. It was. I appreciated that. Listen, you can learn a lot about people.
Could you tell a lot by the apartment?
Yeah, I could as well.
Yikes.
So
is it like exactly what I'm picturing? Like a dorm type situation?
Yeah. Yeah, totally, totally, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what I'm realizing and almost coming to terms with is like this. I'm in my peak. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm in my peak right now. My friend Sarah, who lives in my building, is like, you're in your peak. I'm like, I'm in my peak. My friend lives in my building. We're like rollerblading. This is my peak. Like, I can't find a guy in my peak. This summer should probably just be a summer of fun. And like, I shouldn't even worry about finding somebody even substantial till I'm in a different place, coming down from the peak, something else.
I feel like now you're going to find him. Like, I feel like this is always the speech in the rom-com made right before the woman finds the man of her dreams.
Well, then I'll be making the speech a lot more.
But in the movie, then like the hot guy is like, come on, go on a date with me. And you're like, I'm in my peak.
I can't. I'm in my peak. I would, but I'm peak.
I told you. I'm in my peak.
I'm in my peak. I don't have time for peons like you.
Oh my God. That's a fun rom-com film we should write. Something about in her peak.
Peak. I love that.
And she also lives in a mountain peak.
Absolutely. She's like a skier.
Oh my God. We should write that.
I think we should write that. I think that'd be really fun. And like, I love the idea of a move. I love when people are like, I'm not dating right now. Like, I love that idea. I love the idea of it.
Oh, I'm like, you know? Oh, sorry, I can't. I'm not dating right now.
I love the idea of even someone asking me out and then me being like, I actually can't.
It's a rule I have. I don't date in May.
I can't date in May, unfortunately. I'm sober in May. And so I can't date.
My fucking so eyeball. So I have very, sorry to change the subject, but if anyone out there is listening that's an eye doctor, why do my eyes randomly feel like they have glass in them? Like.
Wait, are you wearing your blue light glasses? Because yesterday my eyes were killing me and I think it was because I was straining my eyes and I wasn't wearing my glasses, which I just put
on. Those are blue light?
Yeah.
They're not real?
I'm sorry?
Are they also for seeing?
Yeah, they're real, but they have blue light protection.
Oh, see, no, I had my contacts in. I took them out. But I go like once a week. I think it's allergies maybe. And
oh, sure.
But I don't know what's going on. It's so annoying. I want to get like LASIK eye surgery.
Okay, that could be. That's a lot. Wow. Do you have bad vision?
I wear contacts.
Yeah, but what's your vision?
I mean, it's not terrible, but I still have to wear contacts every day.
Wow.
It's bad enough that I wear contacts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's real. What's yours?
I'm 20/20.
You're wearing glasses.
I know. They're glasses, but they're no prescription. They're just blue light glasses.
So that was my question.
Okay. These are blue light glasses. And then I have other glasses that are like, that make things bigger because I get eye strain.
Wait, you have like the ones from like the CVS?
No, these are like Lens Craft. They were a lot of money.
The ones you're wearing or the other ones?
Both. He's judging me, you guys. Like, well, sometimes you can hear it and sometimes you can't. Let me just tell you how hard he's judging me.
I'm not judging.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm impressed.
Did you get them from like CVS or from the ground?
No, I meant...
You plebe.
I meant like, did a doctor tell you to wear these or is this a Jesse Jollis? Like, I have to do this thing that I self-diagnosed.
I did. I went to an eye doctor a few years ago because I was getting such bad headaches.
Well, no doctor is going to be like.
And my eyes were hurting.
Well, listen, this is how a doctor who sees a woman who has perfect vision still cons her into buying two pairs of eyeglasses.
I'm going to kill you. I was getting headaches. My eyes hurt. I was straining so much. And then we got the glasses. And when I wear them, I don't have bad headaches.
Listen, I love that for you.
You know what? I hope your eyes just keep watering like a cat, okay?
But here's the thing also.
What?
I look so good in glasses. But
I've never seen you in glasses. Why? If you look good in them, that makes literally no sense.
Because I hate the feeling of like looking through glass.
Get over it.
Like, I feel like I'm looking through a window at everything.
I feel like so cute and humble when I wear glasses.
Like, I feel like a hot person, but I'm like,
yeah, it's like,
I wish I wasn't wearing them.
Why? They just sit there and then it's like, it's a prop, if you will. You have a prop on your face.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't feel like a free agent.
You're not. You have a prop on you. When are you doing cartwheels? When is it a problem?
Well, you never know when I'm going to be doing cartwheels.
I think, especially, listen, if you look hot in glasses, and I think I look pretty cute in glasses, I hate to say it. Sometimes
you
I'm
do.
Like,
well,
uh-oh.
No, the reason that I'm surprised that they're not like for prescription seeing is because you wear them so often. And usually people with blue light will be like bad about wearing them when they're supposed to.
Well, if I don't, I get headaches. So normally if I forget, I'll start to get a headache and I'll be like, uh-oh, I'm not wearing my glasses. So I have a wonderful little reminder, which is my eyes that hurt.
Well,
so I take it very seriously.
My eyes are very important as to me. We're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning,
where are your blue light glasses?
I don't even know where my real glasses are.
Okay.
Did you not see me? Did you see me take out my contacts and just put them in the garbage as we were talking?
Oh, not really.
Because they were hurting me so much, I had to take them out.
Wow. Okay. So you need glasses.
Yeah, I mean, I have them. I just don't
know where they are, which sort of means you don't have them.
They might be at my parents' house.
Okay. Any eye doctors listening, do reach out. We are in the need for eye doctors.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. And I love an eye doctor because the eye doctor never says, like, you're too fat.
He never does. They couldn't.
Can't.
It's illegal.
It has no, it doesn't really matter. Can't.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Knock on wood. Watched. I'll get fucking told I'm too fat for glasses.
Hey, okay. No, I don't think that's true. And also, like, listen, I think that I need to go to more doctor places, like doctor's offices, because I'm pretty sure, like, a lot of doctors are, there are some cuties. There are some cuties in the medical world.
I don't date doctors. It's a rule.
Unfortunately, I don't. Wait, do you want to hear a voicemail from the doctor that, like, told me that my thing was, this is the doc. Did I tell you about my lip therapy or my lip fucking thing?
You told me, yes.
Hold on. Okay, wait, listen
Jesse
to this.
Jesse had
ready?
A lip being removed.
How come I can't hear it? Hold on. You got to hear this.
This is for Jesse. This is Justin calling from the office of Dr. Gibby at NYU. Just calling to follow up on your pathology results from Monday. The bump we removed from your lip, was it?
Right?
Keep playing.
Okay.
Moving forward. I hope everything's going okay. If you have any issues, please just give us a call. 212-731.
Okay, well,
no,
you guys
keep
can't
going.
Call.
Let
Don't
me
call.
Get that.
Listen, I think a part of me is like,
he's hot.
Okay, this
sounds
guy,
hot.
He sounds hot. He also, I was like,
was he hot?
If I'm being, he was cute. I'm going to describe him more cute, but he did take charge. And let me just tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened really quickly. Okay.
What's his name? Can you text it to me?
Yeah, I will text it to you because I also don't know if he would be more into you or me.
I'm
going to
look his ass up. I'm going to find him.
I think he could be more into you. And let me explain to you, though, what he did. Okay. So I'm in there. I'm obviously panicking because, like, I'm like, they're going to take my lip off. It's fine.
Maybe we should give people a more thorough rundown of why you were there.
I was there because I had a bean in my lip. I've had a bean in my lip for
what that means is she had like a cyst in her lip.
Yeah. Like a cyst on the inside of my lip. So it just bugged me, but it did bug me a lot. So I gone to all these doctors. Everyone's like, unfortunately, we don't do that here. Unfortunately, we don't do that here. Unfortunately, we don't do that here. Unfortunately, we don't. I was like bopping around from doctor to doctor. Finally, I go to this guy, this guy, Justin.
Little?
He's like my
How little was he?
No, he was like 5'10", 5'11". Like, not
little.
Shabby, not shabby. He looks good in a white coat. Okay. And he's like talking to me. We're like having fun. He's like, you seem really nervous because I get nervous at doctor's offices. Oops, sorry. I passed out before and it's just like a little bit nerve wracking. So he's like, relax. I'm like, okay, stop. Like literally stop.
He's like,
it.
Have a pill. So then, calm down.
Have a pill. Chill. So then the doctor comes in and he's like, hey, no big deal. I can take this out right now. And I was like, wow, I didn't really mentally prepare for that. But like, also I've been bopping around. So like, I should just do this now because also I'll panic if I don't just do it now. So he's like, we'll do it now. I'm like, we'll do it live. So then he leaves. Justin comes back. He's like helping me.
Wait,
and
is
then
Justin
they go
the
to,
guy that called you?
Yeah. Justin's
so
the
he's
guy
not a doctor.
He's like I don't know what you call the second doctor.
Is he a doctor?
He's not the nurse. But he might be under the main doctor.
But did he introduce himself as doctor or did he just say?
I think he's a doctor. He wore a white coat.
That doesn't mean he's a doctor. Lab techs
okay,
wear
but
white coats.
There was a nurse that came
he
in. Could,
maybe he was like a physician's assistant.
Okay.
Which is like,
I don't
think
know.
That's like they go to school for, I think, like a year less than doctors, but they can do a lot of the stuff doctors can do. It's also a good job. I'm still into it if he's a physician's assistant.
Okay. And I don't know his exact title.
I'm into it if he's the receptionist at this point.
Yeah, I'm happy with anyone in the building with healthcare. So then the main doctor, who's also really nice, is like, everyone's nervous because like I'm nervous. So then that doctor is like, okay, let's get you into like a thing and we'll get you ready. And then he's getting ready and I'm like, uh-oh, I don't want to look at the shots and I don't want to look at the tools because like I don't want to get myself in my head. So I close my eyes. And when I close my eyes, Justin's like, don't close your eyes. I'm like, oh. He's
make
like, just
wish.
Look at me. He said, Chris, he goes, just look at me.
My jaw just hit the fucking table.
My jaw also dropped, and then I did look at him, and then I held it for like 3 seconds, and then I was like, I'm going to close my eyes. This is too much. I'm getting stressed from this as well. So he was like trying, he was so nice, trying to help me, like telling me what was happening, and then gave me a juice box afterwards and an ice pack. And he was like, take your time. Do not rush out
what
of
was
here.
The
and
name
I was
of
like,
this doctor's okay. office.
Yeah, I'm going to get it for you because
I'm looking
I
this
do,
man up. I'm going to find him. And guys, I'll find out okay. if he's gay in the next 2 minutes.
Really?
Well, if I can find him.
Okay, let me. I don't know if he said his last name. Hold on.
Well, just give me the name of the doctor's office.
Okay, it's Justin calling from the office. What's the name of the office?
Yeah.
The office.
Also, I don't
is...
think this man is a doctor. He didn't say, hi, this is doctor, whatever.
Okay, stop being mean.
I'm
to
not
him.
Being mean. I'm just pointing out the fact that.
It was. The NYU, like,
okay,
NYU.
Well, this is the worst detective partner I could ask for.
Sorry. What's the question again?
Oh, he's at NYU? Great. I'll look him right up. Justin at NYU. No problem.
I'll kill you. Hold on 1 second.
You don't know the name
okay.
of the doctor's office you went to?
I can tell you the name of the doctor if you relax for a fucking second. Okay, I found it. It's Dr.
Oh,
I'm
oh,
not gonna
oh.
say it out loud because
doctor.
Oh,
that's
I don't
a
need
fun
everybody.
Name.
It was a fun name. It was a fun office. Like before, I did seem very uncomfortable because I was aware there were sharp objects and people were going to be cutting me open. I was like, I love what's happening here. I love everyone who works here. I love the fun we have.
Oh, the doctor himself is pretty cute.
He was cute. He was really nice too. And now for a lip thing, you wonder why they weigh you. They're like, let's get your weight. I was like, bitch, what?
What?
But they did. She made me get on the fucking scale.
I don't like that.
I didn't like it either. And I told her, I said, can we skip it? She was like, no. I was like, what? Why does the lip doctor need to fucking know my goddamn weight?
Yeah, why? Did you
for
really
who?
Did you really say, can we skip it?
Yeah, I always say that.
Good for you.
I always say that. And then when they say no, I say, please don't tell me. I don't want to know because I don't. And then they think it's like funny and weird.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I had an eating disorder.
Do you say that to them?
Jerk. Yeah, I'll say it. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I don't know who this Justin is, but he came up. Justin, he's the associate director of vocal something and the musical assistant.
Let me see. Share the screen.
It's 1,000%.
Let me tell you.
Not him. There's no way that this doctor that was working at the NYU, he's a director of vocal something like singing.
Oh, okay. Well, you never know. He could have extracurriculars.
But I'm trying to find... Just by the first name, Justin, and then your doctor's last name.
Yeah, I feel like it should work out.
Okay, this doctor is hot as well, and he's not a doctor. This is an associate professor of computer science. What's happening at NYU? We have some hotties working over there.
I kind of think that NYU could be a secret where it's like, maybe I take a little night class and kind of like explore the campus.
What if you, what if we became professors of improv?
Let's do
it. Hey guys, so you're here because I once taught improv to doctors. That's not even a joke.
I one time did improv in a hospital.
I was asked to go to, it was a doctor's retreat at this like
hell yes.
place in the Bronx that was this big, beautiful, very beautiful like outside thing.
What?
And they had, it was basically like a field day for the doctors. And they had like pottery and
no.
like music. And there was like 10 different things. And they had to do 7 of the 10. And so one of them was improv. And me
literally
and Carly Ann Philbin were teaching the doctors improv. And I mean, you guys don't
How
know
did
Carly.
You get that
Carly
gig?
Ann Philbin, who is a very funny comedian. She's also. Very.
How did you get that gig?
You know, I can't remember. Somebody like.
That's so funny.
Somebody. And it wasn't even through Carly. Like, it was me, Carly, and then 2 other people. And I can't remember who they are. But the one.
Okay.
The one was like, I'll just drive us. And then when we got to the car, it was me, Carly, and then these other 2 people. And I was like, wow. Did not think I would bump into someone I knew in a vehicle on the way to the convention of doctors. But there was no hot doctors.
What?
But the place was so gorgeous. Like, I need to find where this place was in the Bronx because it was truly like the most beautiful place I've ever seen in New York City. It was stunning.
None of the doctors were hot?
I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
You know why? Because as soon as, you know, you teach people improv, especially smart people.
Yeah.
And they quickly, I mean, it got racist really quickly.
Sure.
And we were like, no, nope.
Oh, ooh, close, pull that back. Close.
So but, here, ooh, boop, boop. No. Okay. So
no,
this is what we're not going to do. Yeah. It's going to, so anyway.
It's very interesting. Yeah. When people get nervous, they also go sexual. So it's like someone immediately is just like prostitute. And you're like, okay, I'm going to pause it real quick.
Yeah. And then I imagined like me having to go to the ER, and then the doctor that I taught improv was my doctor.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? He's like, zip.
Zap.
And you're like, can you just like zip my heart back? I don't know what's happening to me.
And then because it was doctors and then also like the medical personnel or whatever. So you could very much see the hierarchy of the hospital.
Yeah.
But in this, in a way that like they're obviously not abiding by that hierarchy, but it's still uncomfortable because like,
yes,
the nurses are still calling them doctor. And but like, you know, she's like, oh, doctor, like, you know how they call each other?
I guess. Yeah,
I don't know. Doctor. I don't know. Here's the thing, guys. I find it very fucking hard to believe that none of our listeners don't know single hot doctors.
Honestly, sorry to point it on you guys, but where the fuck are your hot doctor friends and why are you not setting us up with them?
I feel, and watch, we'll get DMs being like, just to let you know, I'm married to a hot doctor. It can happen.
We've already gotten many messages from like nurses that work in hospitals and I'm like, bitch, who's the hot doctor who's single that you can just be like, hey, call me crazy.
Yeah, let me play something during surgery that'll make your day better.
I have a question. What do they say is the best medicine? Laughter.
Lysol.
Laughter, Chris. And that's where we come in. And so if you just sort of shimmy us over, I don't see the problem. And then he's like, well, how am I supposed to meet them? Be like, book them for an improv convention for the doctors and then make a move on whichever one you're interested in.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, guys, it's that simple.
I don't understand the issue.
I'm upset. It's like I've never even flirted with a doctor well. I really haven't.
I don't know that I've ever talked to a doctor and felt comfortable.
Yeah, like it's that simple.
I'm just like,
yeah. I went to a dermatologist and there was a really hot guy checking me in, like real hot.
Did you flirt?
I flirted my ass off.
Didn't work.
Well, we had a good laugh about when he was like, wait, and I was like, skip. And he said, oh, it won't let me skip. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, can you just guess?
What the hell are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking about?
At the dermatologist, again, they were like, what's your weight? We were flirting through the whole form. Flirt, flirt, flirt.
Then I thought you were talking, I'm like, wait, skip. I'm like, what is this word association?
Oh, no, sorry. And then we had to fill that out.
What the fuck does the dermatologist need your weight for?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody needs the weight. And I'm like, okay, 120, what? What's the problem?
Yeah, literally. I'm like, it's 112 pounds.
Dare you to question it. I dare you. And we're joking. We're laughing. He has a beard. Then the doctor comes in and the doctor's like, oh, are you wearing makeup? Could you wash it off? And I'm like, no, there's a hot guy in the room. I can't wash off my makeup. Can't you just see the acne under it? Why are we?
You wore makeup to the dermatologist?
Yeah, of course. I'm a vain bitch. So then he's like, here's a towelette, like here's a little thing to wash your face, and I'm like, don't come back in this room, promise me.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna need a tight 20 after too.
I'm gonna need a tight 20. So then she comes back in, he comes back in too, I look like a dead rat, and we assess my skin, and then we all just go on our way, and I say bye to him. I'm like, bye, miss you, bye.
How'd it go
with him? It was quick. I'm surprised he didn't ask me out, but I'm sure it's illegal.
I mean, JK, good for them.
Married. I don't know. The doctor?
Yeah, he's probably married and he's a doctor.
He was like the assistant. I only flirt with the technicians, I guess. I don't even fucking know. I only flirt with assistants. The real doctors come in and it's like, there's no funny business here. She was like, get your makeup off your face, you dirty whore. And I said, okie dokes. Like, don't have to tell me twice, but she did have to tell me twice. So I don't know. What I'm saying is I'm doing a tour de doctors and I'm going to find somebody who will flirt with me. But I think Justin could be yours.
Well, I can't even find him, so I guess that relationship is over.
I could call him and then be like, maybe should hey, I go in really for my random. Bean lip? Yeah, go in for your bean lip. Justin will be there.
What if they're like, sir, this is a piece of gum that you attached to the inside.
And you'll be like, oh my God, thank goodness.
That's all it is?
That's so funny.
I'm so random.
Are you guys like, I don't know, like single? Are you guys like going out? Are you guys like bopping around town?
What are you
like,
doing
what do you
after
guys
this?
Do on a Tuesday? What are you doing after this even? How late do you guys work? What are doctor
what
hours?
What time are you done?
What time are you off today? Tell me the truth.
Be honest with me.
I'll wait forever. Tell me.
Okay, guys, it's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Okay, picture this.
I am.
We open on a bustling hospital.
Oh my God.
It's a, where did I come up with it? It's a metropolis, okay?
Oh my gosh,
it's one of those hospitals where people are like, it's like a city in itself, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yes, an ecosystem, if you will.
But you can clearly see looking out the window that we're in New York City.
Yeah, of course. Well, of course.
Then we cut to high-powered surgeon, Dr. Jackie McGillicuddy.
McGillicuddy. I like a cuddy as a surgeon, honey.
Yeah, same.
They call me Surgeon Cuddy.
I didn't even think of it. They call me Nurse Cuddy, even though you're a doctor, but it's like Nurse Ratchet. But then you're like, I don't like that joke because I'm a doctor.
I don't like that joke. Unfortunately, I am a doctor. And
I earned the title doctor. And I really
earned the title. I dare you to call me nurse to my face one more time. I'll cuddy you. How about that?
And so they don't make that mistake.
No, they don't make that mistake.
And she's writing. Okay.
Curious.
And then,
okay.
You hear yoo-hoo, and another doctor walks in.
Of course.
He's obviously fun. Like he like likes watching Drag Race, you know?
Yes.
Like his lab coat has like his name is in gold on it.
Oh my God. Yeah. And he paid for that.
And his name is Dr. Adam East.
Yes.
Right? Like Adam West.
Dr. East.
But Dr. East. Paging Dr. East.
Oh my God. To the East Wing.
And I'm like, can you repeat that? And they say it again.
I
do it every time as a joke. And they're like, we lost him. We actually lost him because of the joke. You didn't get here fast enough.
Wow. They never get the joke.
Okay. But I walk in. I'm like, yoo-hoo. What are you still charting? You're going to be here all night long.
Yeah, I know. Ugh, the hours of a hospital. It's like, I should just have a room here. I practically live here.
I heard that you lost. I heard you lost another.
Another? Yeah, I did.
God, you've been losing them left and right. They're calling you Dr. Kevorkian in the staff room. Well, I started it, and then Sheila, she hopped right on the bandwagon. But
okay, could you maybe rebrand it? I don't think that was fair. They were obviously in a really fatal crash, and if I'm being honest, they were practically dead when they got here. I tried my best, but I couldn't.
The one was totally dead. I actually sent him through anyway as a prank.
Oh, God.
And, anyway, yeah. So did you hear the news?
No, what?
Have you know that famous TV doctor, Marty Essentia?
Yeah, Marty Essentia?
Yeah, he was on like The Doctors and
The Doctors, yeah.
He's been on a lot of he's apparently coming to the hospital as the new head of thoracic cardio surgery.
As a TV as a bit?
No, he's like a real doctor. He's on The Doctors, which is a daytime talk television
right.
show.
Oh, that Dr. Marty. Got it.
Yeah, no, not a fake doctor.
Not the fake doctor. Sorry, I watch some doctor shows in my off time.
I know.
Stay.
You bring up Grey's Anatomy often in the operating room.
Too often.
And it makes people
a
little...
Wow, I just can't believe we're going to get a new cardiothoracic...
Surgeon
in a time like this.
And the thing, listen, he's like so
Is he?
He's really hot, but I heard he's kind of an asshole. And then as I say that, we hear, well, you can't believe everything you hear. And we turn around. And at first, I can't see because
you can't.
There's obviously lights, okay?
Okay, that makes sense. We're in a hospital office,
you know, so you're charting by one hanging light bulb. And all of a sudden, I can't see it. It's being eclipsed by...
Wow.
Dr. Marty's head.
His head.
Which is large, you know?
Large head, broad shoulders, hate to say.
And also, I mean, the light bulb is hanging.
Dangling. Even.
Hanging at about, I don't know, I would say the ceilings are.
There have to be
so
tall.
I mean, the light's probably around like 6'5", but then with the with someone standing, so to block the light.
Well, you'd have to at the angle.
Well, if you take the obtuse angle and you divide it by the circumference of the right angle.
Of the 6 and 2.
Also, the median.
Carry the radius.
If you, well, the radius times 3.
To the, exactly, with a light, then you have to think about sort of light travels at the speed of its light.
Oh, and then, of course, there's the sound quality.
Sound is what I was going to say.
So I guess if you take that and then, of course, factor 0 for 4.
Factor the 0 for 4. Right.
I guess he's about 6'2", 6'3", even.
No, this is a tall doctor.
This is a very tall doctor.
This is a tall doctor. This is a tall drink of water. This is a man who enters a room and everyone's like, wow. Okay, I didn't realize we were safe all of a sudden because we are in the hands of him. And his hands are large too, ladies and gentlemen. The hands are large. Ooh. The hands are, I'm talking the fingernails are short, okay? But in a really manicured, nice way.
Like he gets manicures even though he's a busy doctor because he knows how important having clean hands are.
Oh my God. And they're like strong hands. I can't explain to you how strong these hands are. Like they're... strong. You wonder about thumb wars, and this man could win with every finger. I'll leave it at that.
And he's hot also, if I didn't mention.
Also, side note, he's hot. He's broad shoulders. He's hot. He has a beard. It's well kept.
And we're like, oh my God, sorry. Welcome. Welcome.
Sorry. Oh my God. Welcome.
And he's like, so where can I get started? Where can I get started? And we're like, it's okay. Calm down. It's a Friday.
Wow. It is a Friday. We normally like to sort of take it easy on Fridays as doctors.
And he's like, I don't take it easy ever. And we're like,
you don't.
Okay, but we do take it easy. So
yeah.
And he's like, don't you know this hospital's on the verge of being shut down?
What?
Excuse? What?
Come again?
He's like, yeah, they're thinking about shutting it down because the children's wing is so depressing.
Yeah.
And we're like, they can't shut down a hospital for a depressing children's wing. And he's like, they don't even have talent shows there.
And we're like, do other hospitals do talent shows?
And he,
in the children's
wing? He's like, yeah, in the children's wing, of course they do talent shows. It's what keeps the people feeling up.
Yeah. And, wow, I didn't know that.
And I'm like, we don't know that. I didn't know that either. And he's like, plus, if we don't...
Yeah. Oh, no.
If we don't earn the money to keep it open...
What?
We need millions of dollars to keep the hospital open.
How much money do we need?
$1 million.
$1 million?
You need $1 million, and there's nobody here talented enough to put on a fundraiser show. Normally, I come into hospitals and I say, who runs the talent show in the children's wing? Because...
That'll bring in money, I get
that'll
it.
That'll bring in the money. Well, that person, he normally will be like... you know, let's bring him on in.
How much do you need? Yeah.
So he says, so who can do it? Do you want to take over?
Yeah. And so you and I obviously look at each other and we're like, okay, you're coming in a little hot, but we both obviously, you know, dibble dabble as surgeons in the pediatric wing and we can run the talent show. We know all the kids down there. We know the ones who've got it and the ones who really are more a backup vibe. We could obviously pair some of them together. That's not a problem, but we can get this together and ready. When do we need the money by? Do we have like a month, like a few months even, maybe?
You have 1 week.
Oh my God.
So,
Jesus. Okay, that's literally no time. Dr. East, why don't we take a walk to the children's wing?
I don't want to go to the children's wing. It's depressing down there.
Yeah, I know. I don't either, but we have to get there and zhuzh it up to make $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Save it. I like where you're going with it.
If I had $1 million. And then he goes, wait.
Yeah.
Who was just singing?
Oh.
That was us.
That was Doc. That was Doc.
He's like, you said there was nobody here that could do the show.
Did we say that? I think that we more just, yeah, we, well, we were about to run the show, remember?
He's like, well, is there an, can you sing as well?
525,600 minutes, 525,000 moments so dear.
In daylights, in sunsets, in charts, and
cups of coffee.
In hospitals and hospital beds and other things you might find in a hospital.
How about
life? How about
We're working on the lyrics on that one, but we still feel like it's getting to the right place.
And then he goes, well, don't work too hard because I would like to take you out for dinner.
What?
Holiday Hoobie Woody? And then he's like, and Jesse, I'm sorry, what did we say your name was?
Jackie Cut.
Jackie Jormchomp?
Jackie
McGillicuddy.
Something. McGillicuddy.
And so he's like, sorry, I just thought you were a beautiful woman.
Wow. Well, I am a beautiful doctor.
And he's like, no, that's no disrespect. I just,
Of course.
I did hear you talking about how hot I was before I walked into the room.
Damn it. So, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
I don't want to point out the double standard. That's sort of the,
no, there is no double standard. Now that you say it, yeah, I am attracted to you and I am single and I am absolutely going to be hungry in about an hour. So,
okay, great. Great. Would you want to meet at the cafeteria?
Okay, you were thinking.
Well, you just said about an hour, and we're both still working, so.
Okay,
I can tell you're going to launch into a thing about how it's not good enough for you.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I just do have lunch here every single day.
Well, it's Dr. East chimes in and he's like, no matter where you take her, she's going to complain. So.
Oh, that's sweet of him. Well, listen, wherever you say you want me to meet you, I'll meet you. My standards are low and I feel bad for myself. So I'm happy to eat wherever it is you find
it. Okay, great. Let's skip the dinner and just get right to the dick sucking. And then that's also Dr. East. And then the doctor's like, okay, that's wildly inappropriate. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And there's never gay people here, so I don't really get to flirt or have any fun whatsoever. Has kind of been the entire status of my life up to now.
Yeah. So we're like, text me where you are, page me where you want me to go. We're going to go to the pediatric wing. So we're heading to the pediatric wing and we're like, let's figure out what songs we're going to write. We're going to have the kids sing. We'll figure it out. And all of a sudden this guy, okay, comes blading in. Now, I want you to know that he is on rollerblades because we're in the pediatric wing. And I also want you to know that when he comes blading in, Chris, it's like, it's really psychotic because this man is, his head is touching the ceiling, okay? And the ceiling's like around 6'5 or whatever, 6'6, something around
wow,
there.
Low ceilings, but it is the children's wing.
It is the children's wing, so it's a little lower. And the rollerblades are a good, like, 3-ish inches. So, like, this man is...
So is his head scraping the ceiling?
It's like the hair, really. It's the hair is scraping. It's, like, touching almost, just, like, wafting by. It's hard to mathematically even pinpoint it, but what I'm trying to tell you is...
Well, if his hair... What is his hair? Probably about an inch. And then with the rollerblades, And then,
well, the rollerblades.
With the velocity of the rollerblades times speed, the speed
at which light,
and then
travels
lane times width times height, and then you're gonna wanna
minus
carry the two here, 2x equals c squared minus cubed.
2 cubed.
And then if you want to quadruple the exponent,
I will.
And then Pythagorean theorem, of course.
Well, that's my favorite theorem of them
means,
all.
And then Darwin's theory of evolution plus,
well, that's, yeah,
relativity.
The posture. We're at the end of the posture wheel for that. Please know.
And, you know, you can't reinvent the wheel and then...
Not in a day. Not in a day.
If it's the best thing since sliced bread combined with...
A little bit of butter.
A little bit of butter with... Da 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 da. I'm loving it. And then
I'm loving it. America runs.
You're gonna want to see, yeah, of course America runs. And then naturally you're gonna wanna give me a break. Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Break me off a piece
break
of that.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Yeah.
Times two, word landed. This guy gotta be what? 6'2", 6'3"?
That's what I'm saying. So this is a tall, tall man. And I hate to say the word like goofy, but it's like he's got a fun, goofy vibe. He like comes over, he breaks. He's like, hi, welcome to pediatrics. Where is your child? And we're like, oh my God, we're not a couple. We're doctors. Also, are you new? Sorry, I've never seen you in the hospital before. And he's like, oh, hi, I'm Dr. Jenkins. And I am new. They're thinking about shutting down the wing, as you heard. So they brought me in. I'm a big morale boost. And this place is dumpy as hell. So he's a little critical. I'm like, okay, relax. And he's like, sorry. And who are you?
And I say, listen, faggot, because I can already tell he's a little spicy for my liking. And I'm like, well, there's already a queen here. And she's raining.
Ooh.
So let's calm it down with the rollerblades and the decoration. I am happy there's a doctor down in the children's wing, though, because God knows when the last time that happened.
Yeah. And honey, no one's trying to take away the queen title. I'm Meghan Markle. Okay.
The who you are?
I just said I'm Meghan Markle. You're the queen.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, you're old as hell.
Okay, great. I'm the queen, bitch. You can diss me as much as you want.
Fine, and I'm getting an interview on Oprah.
No, you're not. You're not actually Meghan Markle.
Yeah, I am.
I'm looking
at
you.
I already did it. I got it. The interview. Check it out online.
That's not you. I watched it. You're not Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle is not a doctor. Nor are you the person, Meghan Markle.
I am the person.
Okay, obviously he's driving me fucking
this
crazy.
This beat is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh. Work my body so melodic. This beat goes right through my chest. Everybody, Ma and Poppy came to party. Grab somebody. Work your body. Work your body. Let me see you 1-2 step. And now we're in a Missy Elliott dance-off. No one saw it coming, but it came out of nowhere. And that's Dr. Jenkins for you. He's trying to bring up morale, and now he's challenged you to a Missy Elliott sing break off. So now you better step up or ship out.
And I say, I'm going to ship out because I'm not interested
Stop.
In this sexual relationship anymore.
Rock it, don't stop it. Everybody get
this isn't a dance off. You're just singing all of the words to 1-2 step. You don't, and that's a Ciara song, mind you.
Okay, but I sang the Missy Elliott part. The point is,
that's
I'm trying
not
to
the,
challenge
that's
you.
That's not the Missy Elliott part. The Missy Elliott part is, I shake it like Jello, make the boys say hello, because you know I'm rocking the beat.
Oh!
I'm sophisticated fun, because I'm dun, 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 I'm playing yon, and I'm like, well, now I'm embarrassed, because I can't remember all the words.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
So you
I
embarrass
you
me
had
in front of
first.
All these sick kids.
Okay, well, at least we had fun.
Fergalicious stuff.
Are you about fergalicious to fergalicious me?
Fergalicious def. Def, 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 def. Fergalicious definition. Make them boys go loco. Mm. And then all of a sudden we hear the sounds of a crash cart. And we're like, oh, shit, okay. We have to get back to work.
Oh, shoot. We have to get back to work. Let's, this was fun.
This was actually
here.
Very fun.
That's what I'm saying. This was a good thing. And Dr. Jenks is like, yeah, I'd love to hang out sometime. Maybe not in our scrubs?
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, you can pick me up at 6. I live in the closet on the first floor.
Okay, perfect. We'll go somewhere fun and then maybe we'll do some fergalicious activity.
Okay, let's not be disgusting in front of the kids.
Okay.
He's gay because he's already alluding to sex in the first conversation.
Okay, that didn't have to necessarily
do with sex. That's exactly what that had to do with. Again.
Dr. E, shall we go visit some of the children? So we
No,
go
I have to get ready for my date.
Dr. East, come here, please. Dr. East.
What, bozo?
Dr. East, look what I can do. I can move my hand now. Isn't that super?
Yeah, that's amazing. We can all move our hands.
Dr. East, I couldn't move my hand a week ago. Dr. East, I heard there's a talent show. Can I be a part of it, please?
What talent do you have?
I can sing.
Okay, great. Let me hear something.
Wait. Dr. Ish, are you making fun of me?
No, I would never do that. Don't be so dramatic. Now you sound like your mom.
Funny. Ugh, my mom is so dramatic.
Okay, sing me a song. Hopefully the lisp goes away.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always be precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. What do you think, Dr. Ish? What do you think?
Oh my God, I thought something took over your body.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, when I act, I just forget I have a lisp.
Yeah, that was really... Maybe you should do that all the time. Okay, great. Let's move on. And so then I'm like, okay, seriously, we have to get ready for our dates. Cut to, we're sitting at the, you're on your date.
Okay, got it.
And he is explaining that he's there. We need $1 million so the hospital is closing. And we don't know what's going to happen to everything. There's only one thing I want more than to save this hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to save my belief in love.
What happened to your belief in love?
Well, I was cheated on.
Ugh.
I was cheated on and I couldn't handle it.
No, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Well, at least you're being super responsive about it.
I'm trying. It's hard to know what to say. I'm sorry that happened.
Say you'll marry me.
That feels... like a little bit,
a little quick,
a lot, a little quick for me, even.
You're gonna, yeah, but, watch, just you watch, you're gonna say yes.
Okay, well, so, should we stop talking about the hospital and maybe talk about like something flirty or something?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
what do you have?
I actually didn't have much. I used to know a lot about geology and rocks and stuff.
Oh, cool. What's your favorite?
I guess this isn't very flirty. I just thought it could be.
There's a rock in my pants. And then he pulled out a stone.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I'm like, oh.
I carry it around for good luck. It's a crystal.
Oh, what does it say on it?
Get pussy. It's from a cat rescue. I'm a big cat guy.
Oh, you're a crazy cat.
my God.
What?
This just doesn't seem to be going very well.
Okay. Yeah, I guess not. Well, I've got work to do. I bet you do as well. You're on your phone, so forget it.
I was just silencing it. I was getting texts. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow at work.
Okay, great. And then we cut to my date.
Okay, great. And so it's like, okay, let's start with a Whitney Houston number.
Wait, what?
Oh, he's like, sorry, I'm so goofy. It's so hard to turn off the goofy, you know?
Just start with the Whitney Houston number.
I was going to sing. I don't know.
So you invited me to come watch you perform?
No, we're in the field in the middle of nowhere. I set up a picnic basket in Central Park. I just thought that I could sing to you as you ate. Is that weird?
Does it sound weird to you?
Yeah, now that I said it, it does.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Sorry, I just haven't gone on a date in a long time.
Yeah, me either, but I can see why you're not... I mean, sorry, that was...
Jeez Louise, you really attack.
I didn't mean anything bad by it. It's just this doesn't seem to be going super well.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like when people say that, that's certainly the kiss of death.
If someone could kiss me and I would die right now, I would let that happen.
Okay, should we try it?
I mean... I guess we're not going to talk to each other again after this. We might as well.
Well, we'll see each other at the hospital.
Well, seems like it's probably going to get shut down, so.
Okay.
And then they kiss.
So then he leans.
They kiss and it's okay. Terrible.
Oy.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. And then we cut back to you and I, and I'm like, do you ever feel like this intense pressure that we're supposed to be like dating people, but I have the best time just chatting with my friend?
I know, like there is like, I don't understand when people say like I married my best friend, when I'm like, but I have best friends.
Yeah, like
how in the hell?
And you know what, my best friend would never cheat on me.
Exactly. And my best friend would be able to kiss better. My God.
Yeah, I mean, not with each other, but like...
Well, not with each other, but I'm saying like, they're good listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, honestly, the date with the doctor, I didn't have a good time.
I didn't have fun.
Listen, I think we need to just focus on what's important. And that's saving this hospital, saving our jobs, and saving up for us to go on that cruise to St. Lucia and meet the right guys.
I think you're right. I think you're 100% correct. I think as soon as we get this talent show on the way, we get the $1 million, we take that vacay we promised ourselves, and then yeah, we have sex with random strangers.
We take that $1 million and we go on a cruise.
Well, how about anything we make more than $1 million, we take.
Okay, fair. Sure. Yeah, I forgot there's a reason.
I think that's fair because then we'll get paid for vacation time. It's like it'll all add up.
Cut to the fundraiser. Okay. And okay, we awkwardly bump into the guys we go on dates with. Both the doctors perform and it's terrible.
Ay, ay,
and we're like, ay, 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 they're worse at performing than they are kissing. And we look and there's no money coming in.
Oh my God.
And they're like, okay, Dr. East, Dr. McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to raise $1 million with just one performance.
Oh my God. So much pressure.
Oh my God. What do we...
What should we do? It's got to really bring the house down.
It's got to really bring the house down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know much about your life. What if we did our Celine Dion remix? Don't know much about your world, but don't want to be alone tonight on this. Did you want to come in with another one or you don't know this?
Okay, here I come.
We didn't rehearse it.
Near, far, where, hey. Oh God.
But the kids love it. The kids love it.
I'm taking, okay. Then the kids love it. Wherever you are, I believe that the heart does
go. And as she says that, I push a button and all this water comes crashing down on the stage and our costumes change like this and we're Jack and Rose in Titanic and we're doing a live action Titanic performance.
Okay, amazing.
And we're... I drove all night to get to you. And we're just dancing as Jack and Rose.
Oh.
Is that all right? And we're doing like a choreographed dance routine. And then we both twirl, okay, and crash to the ground. You're laying on a piece of Wood.
Wood?
Yeah. Like at the end of Titanic.
Okay, obsessed, like a door, absolute.
And I am laying next to it.
Okay, love that.
And I say...
What do you say?
You say, I'll never let go. And I say...
I'll never let go.
I'll never let go. And then we turn and say, and we'll never let go.
Let go.
Of you.
Of the you.
And then that's how... And then everyone loves it.
Okay, of this hospital type vibes.
What?
Like of the hospital.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah, you'll never let go of the hospital.
Of the people in the hospital.
Of the people in the hospital. Okay, got it.
And then do you want to take it home?
And then it's met with just like, yeah, it's met with just like huge applause. And before we know it, there's just like people are writing checks, honey. Checks. Checks after checks after checks after checks. We tally up the money. You guys,
it's like
$1,200,000.
And we're like, oh my God, we're going to be able to save the hospital. Then we cut to commercial. We come back and it says 6 months later and we are on a cruise ship.
Yes, we are. Margs in hand.
Margs in hand. And we cheers and say to saving kids and bag of dicks.
Hell yeah. And we cheers and then there are two guys eyeing us and we're like,
our next victims.
Hi, I'm Clarice. And we just laugh because that's not really my name, but we laugh because we make up names on the cruise ship.
And then that's the end.
Yeah, and it's called
Cruising for Kid. No, that was a terrible title. Holy shit.
And it's called
Crash or Cruise, because we don't crash, we cruise.
We absolutely cruise. Okay, like that. Crash or Cruise.
Okay, guys. Well, all right. Are you ready for our last segment?
That was stunning. Bring it home.
All right, guys. It's time for
Praise to the Praises. Yeah.
Okay. This comes from Hip to the Jive, and they say a delight regardless of birth order. Picture this.
Yeah.
We see an only child of divorced parents who got two Christmases and two birthdays and everything she ever wanted, sitting on her king-sized waterbed with her Samantha doll. The child has a matching outfit to Samantha, including the muff. This child somehow grew up into a well-adjusted adult, albeit with a taste for the finer things in life. One of those fine things is the Middle Children podcast. Jesse and Chris know how to bring those belly laughs. Are all middle children this funny? If so, I'm going to start working on child number three solely for the entertainment. My point is, this podcast is something that even the most spoiled of children can enjoy and seen. I'm obsessed with this rich ass bitch.
Absolutely. This is the type of woman that, like, when you're hanging out, maybe we're all on tour, she says, like, she's like, shots for the row. She's like, t-shirts for everybody.
And she's the type of girl who's like, yeah, she's like, wait, you need $500 million to go to the college of your dreams? No problem. Here it is.
Oh, my God. It's not a problem for
she
me.
She hears
it's
that like, a child is in the middle and she just gives him $50.
Oh, my God. That middle child will be spoiled out of its mind. And I need that for that middle. I need that to happen for
right?
the middle because I need that middle.
She needs to have a third so that she can spoil the middle.
Exactly. It's important for all of us that you do that. Okay. I also think that, you know, she loves a themed party. This woman, let me explain to you. If there's a party, there's a theme and it's a hard theme and there's a dress code. And I love that about her because she said, I'm not just writing a review. I'm writing a review in theme. I'm proving my loyalty because I am a queen.
Exactly. Okay, you guys, she's the type that's going to come to our live show and throw gold chains at us.
Oh my God. And we'll die. We'll dive on the floor. Please know that. We'll take a break from whatever it is we're doing to dive for the chains.
And we will. And we will.
Yeah.
And, all will. And that's why we fucking love you because you're all goddamn stars. Okay.
Oh,
and if yes. you're like, I am a star and I want more, then you have to go to our Patreon, patreon.com/middlechildren. Go to our Facebook group, Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. But until then, live every day like you are what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.